Issue 56. Family life turns nasty. Two mysteries haunt the relationship of man and woman. First, there has been an inexorable change in the productive and reproductive roles. In both areas, man's place is declining. Their share of income and wealth falls as women's rise, and an increasing number of men are less involved with their mates and offspring. The second mystery is why the number of single mothers and abortion has risen. At the same time, there are more and better contraceptives than ever in history. These two phenomena are linked, and the linkage helps explain the tension between the sexes. The introduction of widespread contraception use in the 1960s caused this revolutionary break between men and women. It put biological dispute at the center of our national life. Women's right, abortion, out-of-wedlock births. The pill emancipated women and placed into question existing moral and religious systems that focus on controlling sexual behavior. It allowed women to keep men in the dark as to whether sex could lead to pregnancy. And it reduced a man's confidence that the children attributed to them were their own, the idea that biologists called paternity certainty. After the pill, women could be sexually liberated and still remained in control, while at the same time, men had less and less control of the impact of their own sexuality. The pill should have made abortion less necessary, but many women continued to have uncontracepted sex and got pregnant, and the men in their lives fled from them, contrary to the past when shotgun weddings sometimes resulted in half the marriages in some communities. Women had children but didn't marry the fathers, and the result was an explosion of out-of-wedlock births, which now account for between a quarter and two-thirds of babies in industrial countries except Japan. Daughters are being raised to be able to take care of themselves. The divorce rate and the number of people living alone make this a necessity. But the result of dual male and female economic autonomy is that interdependence is less necessary. Anyway, it's not that easy being a guy these days. In the 1950s, family life reflected the reality that a man and woman would marry, have children, and the man would support them for the rest of his days. In this era, family life is under siege. Young men face a real uncertainty about being able to earn a living to support themselves, let alone their families, and lots of women want to have their children alone. There are no real fathers for those kids, and the relationship between men and women who brought them into the world is going very poorly.